Om Shanti. There's a very famous poem written by Jalaluddin Rumi. Jalaluddin Rumi was a great Sufi saint. He has written in his poem that once a lover comes to his beloved's house. The door was closed, so the lover knocks the door. Immediately a voice comes from within, "Who is it?" So the lover says, "It's me, your lover." There is pause, a silence for some time. Again he knocks the door. Again there is a voice from inside, "Who is it?" He says, "It's me, your lover." There is again a pause for some time, again silence, and then again a voice comes from inside. "In this house, two cannot stay. If you are my lover, how can two stay in this house? This is the house of love. Only one can stay here. Either me or you. Not two. Go and dissolve this. I am your lover." So it's shown in that poem, the lover goes, he does lot of penance, he does lot of spiritual practices, and he becomes ascetic, he becomes a sannyasin, and just with the aim of meeting his beloved, because she had said to dissolve this I. You come to me only when this I vanishes, because this is house of love and only one can stay here, not two. So with all his practices, ultimately he comes to this conclusion that I am no more now. You and me are one only now. He is so much dissolved his consciousness, so much dissolved his consciousness that he comes to the conclusion that I no more exist. She and I have become one now. And he comes back after many years. Again he knocks, and a voice comes from inside, "Who is it?" He says, "I am no more. You and I are one. I am no more." And it is shown in the poem that door opens and he enters inside. But the poem ends here, but there are many people who say that this should not be the poem. It is too early that the door was opened. To say that I am no more, also there is a I there. First the I was in positive sense. This I is still there. It is negative sense. It is showing that I am still there means I am still existing. Though I am not there, but I is still there. It is actually you are feeding your ego, which is within you. So it is still that he is not merged his consciousness into her consciousness, and there is still this dichotomy, this division is still there. So many people have given lot of comments on this poem, and they say that this should not be the ending. The real ending should be he should go back again, and he will never come back, because when he himself is dissolved, who will come back? So the conclusion of that poem, what is told, is in eternal love, in true love, in imperishable love, this I dissolves. This and that become one. Two cannot exist. This duality, this dualism ends, and there is a one, only one, remains, and that is true love. So today world celebrates Valentine's Day all over. But they take it more for romantic love rather than for anything else. They exchange gifts, they write greetings, they distribute gifts, and they roam around. And there are many organizations, they are quite against this day also. They don't want such a day to be celebrated. They say this is against Indian culture, at least in India. And many people have said that if we find two lovers moving around, we will catch them and we'll marry them off, if at all, if we find them like that. So So that's a different story. You go to the this Valentine Day. In India, I think it is just gained popularity from 1992. Not much was said about it or talked about it before 92. It's through radio channels and televisions and so on. So, why we are discussing all this is we have all relationships with one God. And in that, in all those great all relationships, there is one very delicate relationship, and that is He is our groom, bridegroom, and we are all brides. Baba has said, "You all are Sitas, I am Ram. You all are Parvatis, I am Shiva. You all are Powers, I am Shiva. You are all true and fortunate brides, Suhagin. And I am the only male, husband of husbands. You are all wives." To have such a relationship with God, where a soul thinks, even this is a great, I will say, even Jagdish Bhai has mentioned, even our brothers did not have the hesitation to accept being a female, to consider him as male, as husband, and ourselves as his wife. This is a very unique bond, to consider him to be beloved, and we are all his lovers. This is a unique bond, because the passion, the intensity which is there in this love between lover and beloved is too much. It crosses the limits. You must have seen people dying for each other. There is a very good story about Laila and Majnu. Even Baba remembers them. Laila, Majnu, Romeo, Juliet, Hiri, Ranja. There are so many are there. So many. If you go in India, in every state, there is one pair like this. Every state. And one another good thing is that none of them got married ever. Because some or other reason. None of these couple got married. If they are married, they are married to somebody else. Not that same person. Just in case of Laila and Majnu. It said that once Majnu, he was sitting under a tree and he says that, "I will never open my eyes unless and until I see Laila." That's again, people have written all such stories. And many people try to wake him up, but he says, "No, unless and until Laila comes in front of me, I will not open my eyes." So, mythological story says God came in front of him. And he told, "Oh Majnu, please open your eyes, I am God." He says, "What? I am not concerned with you." "You may be God." God says, "I don't go to people. People try to come to me. They worship me so much, yet I don't go to in front of them. You are the first person I have gone to come to you." He says, "Please don't disturb me. If you want to come, come as Laila, then only I will open my eyes." So that is the intensity, that is the passion of this love. To have such a love for one God, this is the pinnacle of love, culmination of love. To consider Him to be one's beloved, to consider Him to be one's husband, to consider Him to be our groom. This is a very great, greatest of all loves, they say. Because so many emotions are involved in this love. So many emotions. So much passion. And this love also crosses through many stages. We must have seen that. All our dadis, if you see, how they got mad after this one supreme. That was that sort of love which is required. Because if you see, the basis of all purusharth, all efforts, is godly love. It's so directly proportional to it. If you have more love, automatically you start doing more purusharth. It depends on the level of love we have. In Arabian literature, they describe seven shades of love. Arabian literature has described seven different shades of love. Rather, they are the steps you are going from one shade to another shade. In this way, they have described seven shades of love. And these shades, even today people, they accept as true. All the lovers sing the glory of these seven shades of love. In that, the first shade of love is Hub, H-U-B. That's an Urdu word. Hub means attraction. That is, they call love at first sight. You see somebody and you fall in love with that person. That is the word they use, falling in love. That's a usual word. Here, we rise in love. There, they fall in love. Though that's an idiom which is used. So first is Hub. Hub means attraction. You get attracted towards that person. You must have heard of experiences of double foreigners. They came and they saw Brahma Baba and they got attracted. So much attraction. So that first step is Hub. Second step is Uns. U-N-S. Uns means infatuation. Infatuation is the English word which they used when somebody is very much infatuated. We call it as childhood. You are attracted to an excess degree to some particular person, some corporeal being. We say this person is infatuated, this boy is infatuated with that girl. To have a crush on somebody, that is sort of infatuation. So second is uns. Actually the Urdu word is unsiyat, that is short form of that is uns. So first is attraction, second stage of second shade of love is infatuation. Third shade of love is ishq, they call. Ishq is love. The proper love. They have crossed those attraction stage and they have crossed that infatuation stage. They have crossed the hub, uns, and now they came to ishq. Ishq is love. Thousands of poetries and lakhs of songs are written on this ishq. And people die in that and they do so many things in that. The whole society opposes, but they are not ready to give in. So that is the third shade of love. Fourth shade of love, Aqidat. Aqidat. Aqidat is reverence, excessive respect. Aqidat. Aqidat is reverence, veneration for somebody. You respect somebody too much. You start, because third step we came to love. Fourth step you come to Aqidat. From Ishq to Aqidat. That is the fourth step. Fifth step is Ibadat. Now you start worshipping that person. You are so much in love, head over heel in love with that person. Now after Aqidat you start, after that reverence, after that elevated attitude for that person, now you start worshipping that person. He becomes an object of your worship. Such a great love. Love has transformed into reverence, and reverence and veneration has transformed into ibadat, worship. And then sixth step, sixth shade of love is junoon. Junoon is obsession. You are obsessed with that particular person. You want it means you want it. If you don't get it, you are ready to go for violence even. Such an obsession. So complete capture of the mind by that person. So much they have used the word junoon. Do or die. So that sort of extreme love, that sort of obsession, that is an obsession actually. Infatuation is a very little word, very smaller word. Infatuation means we call for this college students and boys. They get attracted to each other and then they get infatuated to each other. They just keep on thinking about that person, thinking about touch of that person, thinking about that eye contact, all those things they describe. That is lesser degree. Obsession is something extreme. It is too much. I am talking, there are two positive and negative sides of junoon, obsession. It could be positive, it could be negative. If it is positive, it will be constructive. If it is negative, And if suppose a particular person loves a particular another person and he doesn't get that person, he can even kill that person. Junoon can take that person to that extent if it is negative. If I don't get her, nobody should get her. If I don't get him, nobody can get him. That woman will become most violent woman in the world. All her passions will come out and she can go to any extent if it is negative. We will come to the positive sides of this again. And last is seventh stage of love, fana, death. You absolutely sacrifice yourself completely for that person. So these are the seven shades of love, starting from attraction, turning into infatuation, reverence, veneration, and then worship, obsession, and at last, death. They say that each love passes through these stages. This could be positive, this could be negative. Why I am talking these things? Let's come to the spiritual side of this. The positive side of this. This they talk in terms of worldly people, corporeal beings. But when we talk of spiritual form of this love, our love with Baba is having all these seven shades. Or rather, if you see all our dadis or elders, seniors, they had such sort of love, ending into sacrifice of their complete life. So starting with attraction. If that attraction is not there for Baba, we cannot progress ahead. We should have that divine attraction for him, that he alone is the supreme, he alone is the most beautiful person of this earth. Nobody else is beautiful than him. He is the most beautiful. Because we have seen all worldly people, what was their love? It was all selfish. Some point or other, when we love a particular person in this world, we come to sorrow because of that person, because of non-fulfillment of our expectations. And of course they can never fulfill. They will never understand. At some point or other, we might get deceived with them, by them. So that is why he is the only one who unselfish, absolutely unselfish. And if we don't have that divine attraction, that attraction will come only by, if it is not there, we need to churn why it is not there. What he is giving and what worldly men are giving us. What we have gained from what world and what we are gaining from him. So, attraction. Second is, let's go ahead of attraction, infatuated. Infatuated means completely, constantly thinking about that person. You are not thinking of anything else. You are just imagining about him, you are moving with him. That worldly love has got an element of physicality and sexuality in it. Worldly love. Even if they don't want, that element comes. Maybe because of hormones. The hormones hijack intelligence. That's what the people say. The hormones which are there in the body, rushing and gushing, they hijack your intelligence. And then people say it is natural. But probably they are not given higher directions. They are not given that proper sublimation, transformation. So let's get infatuated not with worldly being, not with corporeal being, not with embodied being, but with one. And let's see what happens. You study the life of all the Roman Catholic saints, how passionate and how mad they were in the love of God. Saint Francis de Sales, Saint Assisi, if you study their life, Saint John of Bernardo, Saint John, Saint Paul, all of them, they worship God. They are known as brides of Christ. There is a separate word, brides of Christ. They worship, many of them loved Jesus Christ as if he is their husband. That sort of love, extreme passion. If you see in India also, so many women saints like Meera, in Maharashtra so many saints, they worshipped him as their groom. He is the supreme groom. also infatuation. Third is love, ishq, that is proper love, not the physical love, spiritual love, ruhani, that is ishq. You can see a person who is in love, how is he? As if intoxicated. He doesn't know what is happening. He is so much lost in the love of his beloved. Fourth is, you start revering that person. When to start revering and loving Baba means to start following what he is telling. To start following whatever he says. That is a reverence. And ahead of reverence is worship. Worship is a terminology of the path of devotion. So, I will not say worship here. Worship in the sense here, you don't formally worship him. But your level of dedication has increased. Earlier it was just reverence. Now it is not just even reverence. That person, that God, has become your everything. And further step is junoon, obsession. Obsession with his work. Obsession with his love. Obsession with his service. Obsession with only one task, to spread his message the world over. This obsession. You are obsessed with one idea means you have no other thought at all. You are just only in one thought. That is junoon. And at last is fana. To die for him. To lay down one's life for him. For his work. Uncaring for one's own body. To that extent. I have read somewhere one Urdu shayari, I don't know the exact words, but there that shayar has said, that person is telling, to go so much ahead in God's love, even to think that what will happen next is kufr. Kufr means it is something against the laws. Means you are becoming malich in Indian language. You are becoming like that. Like in Islam, if you think God are many, polytheism, you are doing kufr. He is one. If you are worshipping anybody other than Allah, that is kufr. It is something like you are becoming low caste. Outlawed. You are banished from the society. You are no more ousted out from the society of God's this thing, family. So it is something like that. Kufr. It is kufr. If you do this, to worship anybody other than Allah is kufr. Here the poet says, the shayar says, to go so much ahead in God's love, even to think that what will be the result? What is going to happen to me? Who is going to take care of me? Even to think this is kufr. That extreme level of love. That extreme level of love for God. Don't know what is manzil, they say. What is destination, I don't know. I am not concerned. Why should I think whether I will reach or not reach? Whether I will get liberation or liberation in life, why should I think? I am not concerned with even liberation. I am not concerned even with liberation of life. I am concerned only with you. I am concerned only with your love. Not even what are the benefits of his love. I am not even concerned of that. I am not even thinking. I love him for love's sake. Not because he is giving me heaven on the palm of his hand. Not because he is going to remove all my sorrows. No. Love for the sake of love. Only he. None else. Why do you love? There is no answer. I don't know why I love, but I love. That's it. There is no love because of any selfish means. Because I am getting heaven, because I am getting liberation, I am getting liberation in life, because my sorrows are getting removed. No. I have none of these desires. Love for love's sake. Such highest stage of love. Such love of God. Only for Him. And only Him. We move and have our being in Him. In Sunday's Murli Baba had said, not even for a second anybody can separate you from this combined stage. No one has the power, no one has the courage to separate you. You are in such a combined stage. in this confluence is age is like that mela, that meeting. So to have this sort of love is to celebrate true Valentine tree. And he is the truest Valentine in the world. And the only Valentine in the world. But have we tasted his love? Have we tasted his glory? If we love him like this, without any expectations, such unconditional love that starts with hub and ends in fana, is to love him exactly, and that alone gives satisfaction to the soul, because it is very basic nature of the soul to love God. But in fact this love got misdirected, and we started loving human beings, and gradually that human love, that physical love, turned into sexual love, and we found that this has all the sorrows and all the frustration that has existed is because of that. Even emotional love is higher than physical love. If you just study the worldly people, those who are emotionally attached and those who are physically attracted, if you find emotionally attracted people are little on a higher platform than the physically attracted. Physical attraction is the lowest, it is the basest. Emotional, intellectual, gradually you progress and it becomes spiritual. Spiritual love has nothing to do with body. It has nothing to do with this body. To admire, all this admiration of body, you are beautiful. Spiritual love doesn't even require a person to say that I love you. Here, if you see all the couples, every wife wants that his husband should keep on saying this, that he loves her very much. Even if he tells 100 times, still she is not satisfied. Still there is a doubt. There is a suspicion always. And this spiritual love is beyond suspicion, beyond doubt. So, let's take our love to this highest platform, where we love him for love's sake. Not because he is giving us anything. Not because we want something from him. Not even because he is fulfilling our desire. Just for the sake of love. That's it. And that is the true Valentine Day. And let's celebrate this true Valentine Day today. Om Shanti.